Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I'll be your host on this journey of 81 verses. Today I'll be talking about verse 22, living with flexibility. The flexible are preserved unbroken. The bent becomes straight. The empty are filled. The exhausted become renewed. The poor are enriched. The rich are confounded. Therefore, the sage embraces the one because he does not display himself. People can see his light because he has nothing to prove. People can trust his words because he does not know who he is. People recognize themselves in him because he has no goal in mind, and everything he does succeeds. The old saying that the flexible are preserved unbroken is surely right. If you have truly attained wholeness, everything will flock to you. Living with flexibility. As Wayne Dyer had lived by the ocean for many years, he observed the beauty and majesty of the palm trees that grow at the water's edge, often measuring between 30 or 40 feet in height. These stately palm trees were able to withstand the enormous pressure that hurricane force winds bring as they blow at speeds to 2,000 or 200 miles per hour. Thousands of other trees in the huge storm's path are uprooted and destroyed, but the palms remain fixed in their rooted selves, proudly holding sway over their otherwise decimated domain. So what is the palm tree's secret to staying in one piece? The answer is flexibility. They bend down almost to the ground at times, and its very ability allows them to remain unbroken. In this 22nd verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu invites you to embrace a similar quality of elasticity. Begin to sense the oneness that the Tao is supplying your resiliency and grounding, helping you to withstand the storms of your life as pliantly as the supple palms. When destructive energy comes along, allow yourself to resist brokenness by bending. Look at times you can make the choice to weather a storm by allowing it to blow through without resistance, by not fighting, but instead relaxing and going with all that confronts you. You enter the Tao time. This verse implies an added benefit of wholeness, which attracts everything to you. That is, if you want abundance, knowledge, health, love, and all the other attributes that personify the Tao, you need to be receptive to them. Lao Tzu instructs you must be empty in order to be filled. For attachments keep you so restricted that nothing can enter your already filled self. Being empty in this sense means not having or being full of beliefs, possessions, or ego-driven ideas, but rather remaining open to all possibilities. This is in keeping with the nameless Tao. It does not restrict itself to a particular point of view or a singular way of doing things. It animates all. Similarly, the flexible person is open to all possibilities. There's nothing for him or her to prove because the Tao, not ego, is in charge. Awareness of the Tao nurtures flexibility, and removing your rigidity creates an atmosphere of trust. When you live from the perspective of being able to say, "I do not know for certain, but I am willing to listen," you become a person whom others identify with. Why? Because your flexibility lets them see that their point of view is welcome. By being open to all possibilities, everyone who encounters you feels their ideas are valuable and there is no need for conflict. As you connect more and more to your Tao nature, you begin to notice that this principle is perpetually present, available in every moment. In other words, the Tao is not trying to get somewhere or get someplace other than where it is. It has no goals, no desire, no judgments. It flows everywhere because it is the energy of creation. And to be harmony with the Tao is to be free of goals, immersed in what you are doing without the concern about the outcome. Just noticing that in each moment and allowing yourself to flow with the creative source that is energizing everything and everyone in the universe. When you live in this way, failure becomes an impossibility. How can you fail at being yourself and trusting completely in the wisdom of the source of everything? With failure removed from your life, you understand that Lao Tzu means when he says everything he does succeeds. Following are the messages from Lao Tzu as he wrote out this 22nd verse of the Tao Te Ching 2.5 millennia ago. Change the way you see the storms of your life. Working at removing ego is the dominant force over you. Release the need for the attention of others and witness how people become drawn to you naturally. Let go of having to win an argument and becoming right by changing the atmosphere with a statement such as, "You are very likely correct. Thank you for giving me a new perspective." This kind of proclamation gives everyone permission to relax their rigidity because you have no need to prove yourself or make others wrong. If you change the way you think, life you're living will change. So be willing to say, "I do not know," or "I'm uncertain as to why I even did what I did." Lao Tzu reminds you that when you suspend your pomposity and rigidity, others recognize yourselves or recognize themselves in your flexible nature, and they'll trust you. Imagine yourself as a tall, stately palm tree. Be an organism without goals and objectives. Instead, stand strong and successful, capable of adjusting to the forces of nature. Be willing to adapt to whatever may come your way by initially allowing yourself to experience that energy, much like the bending tree in hurricane force winds. When criticism comes, listen. When powerful forces push you in any direction, bow rather than fight. Lean rather than break, and allow yourself to be free from a rigid set of rules. In so doing, you will be preserved and unbroken. Keep an inner vision of the wind symbolizing difficult situations as you affirm, "I have no rigidity within me. I can bend to any wind and remain unbroken. I will use the strength of the wind to make me even stronger and better preserved." This simple teaching is so pleasant, and you'll wonder why you didn't realize it before. In the Tao time, recognize the storm and then allow it to be felt in your body. Observe it without judgment, just like the tree bends in the wind. As rigidity reappears, notice that as well, allowing the winds to blow as you exercise the Tao in place of ego. Seek to uncover the root of your stiffness and achieve greater flexibility in the storms of life. When seen as this kind of opportunity to open to the Tao energy, storminess can be transformed into exhilarating events that uncover more of your true nature of love. Do the Tao now. Listen to someone express an opinion that's the opposite of yours today. It could be on any variety of topics, such as politics, the environment, religion, drugs, war, the death penalty, or what have you. Refuse to impose your position and instead remark, "I've never considered that point of view. Thank you for sharing your ideas with me. By allowing a contrary position to be heard, you'll dismiss ego's attitude and welcome the flexibility of the Tao. Thank you for listening. This has been Will Nemo with the Daily Taoist Podcast. You can find us wherever podcasts are streamed, including Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Please leave a review. Get a hold of me on my Twitter page at the Daily Taoist, at Yukon Gold, at Doomer Bloomer Podcast, and All Truths Only. Again, thank you very much for listening and supporting. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers.